Welcome to the Northside Christian Church Podcast, Advent Edition. Each day of Advent, we will be sharing a short devotion written by a member of our Northside Christian Church family. These devotions will be focused on themes of hope, joy, love, peace, and light. Over the next several weeks, you will be guided to recall what God has already done for you in Jesus Christ, as well as look forward to what He will continue to do in you and through you. This week is the week of peace. The reading for today, Saturday, December 11th, comes from Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, and John chapter 3, verses 14 through 18. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in Him. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Today's reading comes from Mitchell Denny. As believers, it can be easy for us to be confused or misled by the world we live in. Throughout life, we are confronted by the world's view on issues, and many times the world views these issues as good when in fact they are evil actions and thoughts. There are also those that substitute truth for evil. With confusion comes uncertainty, and with uncertainty comes doubt. Doubt can be a very powerful tool for the enemy because it allows him to change our focus. When we begin to question what we know to be true about Christ, we allow for our minds to focus on things of this world rather than things above. When we are mindful of what is evil and what is good, our focus can stay clear. With this clear focus, we can set our eyes on the purpose given us. This purpose is to serve and bring glory to our God. And like the enemy, our King has no desire to cause confusion or distrust, but rather He brings clarity and purpose. Through Christ, we understand there is no confusion. Yes, there are times when we don't understand His plan for us. Is there a mystery? Yes. We understand that when our trust is in Christ, it will work out for the glory of His kingdom. For God loved us so much that He gave His only Son so that we may be with Him and bring glory to His kingdom. Throughout church history, we have seen the church question aspects of culture that we have been told are good, when in fact, they are evil. As the church, we need to stand for what Christ has called us to stand for, and that is the Bible. We must not allow ourselves to be confused by the enemy, but rather stay focused on Christ and His kingdom. Oh Jesus, Your coming into this world as a gentle, meek, and humble baby shows us that You work in ways that are mysterious, not confusing. Thank You for being consistent and faithful, even if You are not always predictable. We trust Your ways. Help us today to embrace the mystery of Christmas, and may You receive our trust as worship. In Your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Northside Christian Church Podcast. Join us tomorrow for another Advent devotion.